Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 22nd, Wednesday, 2020, day 103. Today's topic: As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 58, verses 1 to 11, Joshua chapter 24, verse 1 to 33, Luke chapter 21, verse 1 to 28, Proverbs 13, verses 20 to 23. Today's main passage from Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 to 15, and then verse 31. Joshua said, "Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Verse 31. Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages. We have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Before Joshua died, he called all the Israelites and their elders to renew their covenant with God. He started to count God's blessing from Abraham's time, of God's amazing grace and all those signs and wonders. Joshua commanded them to fear God and to serve Him faithfully, to choose blessings and not disaster. Joshua said, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." All the Israelites said, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey Him." Sadly, as recorded in Joshua chapter 24, verse 31, is that after Joshua and all the elders died, all Israelites did not serve the Lord anymore. How could this tragedy happen? I think it is because when the second generation and the third generation lived in peace and they did not need God anymore and had not experienced God anymore, slowly, they were being blended in with other religions surrounding them, worshipping all kinds of idols. So sad, as strong as Moses and Joshua could not lead their descendants to serve the Lord faithfully. If you walk in front, if you walk in my home through the front door, you will find Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 to 15, hanging on the wall. The mark I have been using for many years at home is what Joshua heard the first time of God's command to him through Moses. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God commanded this to Joshua two times through Moses, from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, and then verse 7. God commanded to Joshua himself one time when Moses was still living, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 23. And God commanded to Joshua three times after Moses died, Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7, and verse 9. I went to the front door a few minutes ago, holding the mark. Look at that plate of Joshua 24, verses 14 to 15, and renewed my covenant with the Lord, and to receive God's promise in His presence that He promised Joshua six times. Yeah, wow. Are you willing to renew your covenant with the Lord now? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, as for me and my household, we choose to serve you all the time of our lives. Give me courage and that we will not fear COVID-19 because you promise to be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. Reflect on these questions. Number one, have you renewed your covenant with God through that prayer? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.